This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. His fabulousness is in evidence every day, and particularly this week when I took a day off, and Mr. Rob Center took fabulous care of everything, so we always appreciate that help and hard work. He is our producer. On the news line with us now for WKOK Sunrise is Samantha Zlotarczynski. She is back. She's an extension educator in the Food, Families, and Health Division of Penn State Extension. Works out of the Sunbury office out there on Plum Creek Road. Happens to be a registered dietitian. And so with the holidays coming up, Samantha, this is your time. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning.
I really do appreciate it. I always think it's always great to talk to you folks. And I think it was you who turned us on to this idea of mindful eating, this idea that if you are going to be eating anything or maybe a lot, just try to keep in mind, savor what you're eating and, you know, don't kind of do this robotic eating, I'll call it. Maybe that's not the right word. But anyway, so let's talk about the holidays. We certainly are planning on overeating. I mean, they might as well just admit that that's going to happen. Tell us, as we head into the holidays, why do we overeat and, why is this happening to us?
You know, I think it's something that we like to overindulge in these holiday seasons. You think about, all the treats and the turkeys, pies, sugar, cookies, and that's not something that we eat every day. So it's a time to celebrate and focus on eating delicious food and drinking those delicious drinks. So it's just really important to really consider, not overeating. How are we supposed to time our meals and even just enjoy, like we said, that mindfulness of what's in front of you and don't restrict. A lot of the times we see people almost not eating a breakfast meal and just kind of saving those calories for a large lunch or later dinner. And that's actually really not that healthy for you because that's when we actually do consume those extra calories, or we're eating that one lump sum of calories at one meal. And eventually we'll be hungry again, and or else we'll regret feeling, eating all those foods. But it's just really important to consider those things, especially around the holidays.
So don't skip. That's one tip you have to avoid overheating. Don't skip lunch or eat just a half a sandwich at lunch, that kind of thing, in hopes that that'll sort of offset, like you're going to cut out 150 calories at lunch, and then because you're going to have 5,000 at dinner or something like that.
Yes. People think we need to be skipping breakfast when really, get something in your body, even if it's something small, even if you're not a breakfast person, and spread out, your eating patterns throughout that entire day.
Other strategies to avoid overeating?
Really, it would just be to drink even some water to help kind of fill you up. Even if, like I said, if you're not a breakfast person, or even if you are feeling a little hungry, but maybe that lunch or dinner isn't being served yet, take a snack. Think of something to snack on that might be energy dense, like some different vegetables or even some protein sources, and a little bit of carbohydrates. That way, again, you feel some satisfaction and you're not having that starving feeling where then you're going to eventually indulge and overeat everything.
What are some wise snacks? I always think of carrots as something I'll munch on, or like crackers or nuts maybe. What are some wise snacks you might think of?
Yeah, those were great examples, especially if you want to mix and match at least two different food groups. So you said about carrots. Well, maybe you want to have carrots with some hummus because you get a little bit of protein there as well. Even if you do your apples with peanut butter or apples with cheese, your crackers, for instance, you can pair those maybe with another vegetable, whether that's, again, those carrot sticks or some other type of vegetable, bell pepper. And then, again, the nuts are a great source of some fiber, fat, and, your good protein source as well.
Well, I probably should. I'm just going to give you a confession that my recliner at home has Velcro on it, so once I sit in it, I can't get up. So, is that one of the issues? Not Velcro, jokingly, but this idea that I have a couple of days off coming up around Christmas. I probably won't be quite as active running or just normal running around.
Right, and that's another thing that we like to stress. We like to eat and have this downtime, when really it's important to try to switch gears, maybe make it a goal or maybe a new tradition with the family, but to just get up and maybe go for a smaller walk after your meal. Take the dog if you have them, or the kids. Make sure you bundle up because it is getting, colder. Maybe it's a morning walk before you eat, but it's very important to just try to stay active. And even for some older folks, maybe that's just, getting up and helping with the dishes or, moving some stuff around. But it's just important to be active instead of sitting in that Velcro chair where you'll be stuck for a couple hours.
Okay. Yeah, this is custom made. You can't buy these anywhere. What about this idea that I'm wanting cookies all the time or something, little pieces of chocolate all the time, even though I am full, I want more?
Yeah, so there is nothing wrong with eating those cookies, those pies, those cakes, because that's not something that we eat every day. And I like to stress the importance of there's no bad food, naughty food. It's really what it comes down to is making those sweet treats fit into your meal. So maybe try not to feel so full. So that could be taking like a small slice of a pie or saving half of a cookie or one whole cookie, that would fit into your meal. So plan on having that before you eat an entire meal. You're feeling really full, and then you're sitting there looking at the desserts, and you're like, oh, I really would like that, but I'm so full. Well, just plan ahead. I'm going to have that dessert with this meal, so then, eat less of that dinner. But it's also important to also make your plate full of different nutrients, so you're not just snacking or eating a meal of all, carbohydrates and sugars and fat.
Yeah, we once talked to a Wise Markets dietitian who says use a colorful scheme for your plate. Does that apply to a holiday dinner, this idea of making sure you get lots of different colors?
Oh, yes, that would be amazing. We love to tell everybody about eating colors of the rainbow. So if you really could, think of the different vegetables that would offset the different colors, your green, your orange, even white or purple maybe. Your turkey kind of has that white color to it, and mashed potatoes, we think of, our staple ingredients there. But yes, definitely any way that you can add different fruits and vegetables to that meal and make a colorful plate.
All right. Additional things you can do, maybe if you're the cook, anything you can do to kind of help people from overindulging?
Now, there are different tips for cooks if some people would be mindful of the ingredients that they're using. Or, again, the holidays are not a time that you need to get off of your routine of eating healthy or being active. So different tips that people could even cook with in their kitchen is using those different low-fat products. So if you think of milk that you might be using in some of your products, if you use whole milk, or if you use heavy whipping cream or something like that, try to switch to those low-fat skim milk products, even cheese. A lot of people don't realize, we can easily switch to fat-free, low-fat cheeses, sour creams. So really, it's just coming down to replacing full-fat products in your cooking with those low-fat or fat-free products.
Talking to Samantha Zlotarczynski again, an extension educator with Penn State Extension Services at Sunbury. Where do we get more information? Where might we hear some of your words? Where can we get, where we can go to get more information on these topics?
Absolutely. So we have our extension website, which is extension.psu.edu, and you can even find us under our menu toolbar. and that would be under Youth, Family, and Health. And then you could even go to the Nutrition, Diet, and Health information. We even have food safety information, home food safety, if anybody would be interested in that information.
Great. Home food safety, what might be one thing that you would find under a safety topic? We're just about out of time, but we'll go ahead and mention that briefly.
A lot of people not realizing what those internal temperatures are for cooking different meat products, especially around the holidays. Super important so people are not getting sick.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, there's all kinds of, I hadn't thought about that. Since I don't cook, I don't keep that top of the mind, but our cooks should. And that's sound advice. Well, Samantha, thank you so much for your information. You did a fabulous job kind of outlining some of these simple strategies that might help us out. And so we appreciate that. Check in again after the holidays. Maybe we'll talk about dropping a pound or two. We'll go from there. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you.
Very much appreciated. Samantha Zlotarczynski is a registered dietitian. She's an extension educator with Penn State in the Food, Families, and Health Division. Is based at the Sunbury office, but serves probably five or six counties around here. So if you go to that pennstate.edu/extension website, you'll find out how to contact her. Maybe your group or organization could benefit from some of the health and safety information that they convey throughout the year. Here.